Hey, we're not in America anymore, Toto. One word to describe the new administration? Really? Why, of course, now you can use any bathroom you want. Abortion good, right to life bad. Some say that you Christians need to repent. Unity. Hey, Joe, how does that work exactly? Let's see now. How can we shut you up, says Facebook, Twitter, and the other social media giants? Going forward, the disruptor is gone. And Life 101. Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. It's a new day. Oh, boy. News, information, lots of comment. Right after this. Well, we might say, praise me, praise me. What? You know, everyone likes a little pat on the back now and then, right? I mean, an encouraging word from your mate, from the boss, another employer. A friend puts extra fuel into your emotional tanks, lifting your spirits and lightening your load in life. You just like it. Sure we do. Be careful. Some praise can be a stumbling block, leading to overbearing pride. Praise can be a scriptural test, actually, revealing your motives that lie deep within. We can handle praise sensibly and rightly as we employ several practical principles in life. First of all, be direct when those things come your way. A simple thank you very much, is a succinct response that acknowledges the acclamation without any false pretense or humility. And then deflect that praise to others when appropriate. In most instances, your success was made possible by the background of others, certainly Almighty God. As would be expected, we get a lot of praise on messages on a Sunday morning, etc. I have a standard response that I've used ever since I've been in the ministry. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. And then as soon as you have an occasion for privacy, after those compliments come your way, go to your knees, where you can graciously thank Almighty God for every blessing, even giving you a voice. He is worthy of all praise and all thanksgiving and is the source for your success in life, no matter what it is. In this manner, praise is handled correctly. Your work is commended, you acknowledge the help of others, and most importantly, you ascribe all the credit to Jesus Christ who enables you for every good work. Praise the Lord. I think more than any other word, disruptor. President Trump, the disruptor. Look up disruption there in the dictionary. It means to just interrupt the normal course. The normal America certainly got interrupted in the last 4 years. Elon Musk is a real interrupter with his automobile, the Tesla. That's disruption. IBM interrupted America with computer chips, disk drives, and operating systems, too. Oh, Henry Ford, my goodness. Assembly lines. Eli Whitney with interchangeable parts. They all were disruptors of human events. In the presidency, Dwight Eisenhower. What? Yeah, the interstate highway system. There was Lyndon Johnson with affirmative action. Richard Nixon by changing the dollar to fiat without, oh, any gold to support it? There have been a lot of disruptors in America, probably none more notable than Donald Trump. He said they were the bad guys, American millionaire oligarchs, billionaires really today. And then you put China in there and Russia and Germany and India and Mexico and U.S. government employees just to get started. Most of the politicians, American oligarchs, moved their operations out of this country and then somehow shipped that stuff back to this country while being protected by certain governmental policies. NAFTA, a variety of other bad deals for Americans. American oligarchs sold weapons to our enemies. Foreign enemies made products with cheap labor and shipped those products into the U.S. for sale. And federal government employees encouraged it through some real complicit regulations. So this guy called Trump somehow got it. And just like you, he stood up with you and for you and echoed the words of Bill Clinton to make America great again, and the words of John McCain to put America first. Now, a key difference between all of those and Trump was that Donald Trump actually meant it and did everything in his power to bring it to pass. Yep, A young Donald Trump was very unlikable, snarky, obnoxious, a womanizer, the bad guy. We know all of that. The strip clubs he went to, he was self-centered. He was a Democrat. The Donald, that's his name, the Donald. Not at all like your regular hero, right? And certainly Christians would have run from somebody like that. But, oh, the liberal elite, they loved Donald Trump. Sure they did. Howard Stern was a buddy. Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Walters, Jesse Jackson. We loved Donald Trump. The Apprentice, the NAACP gave him a big award. They all fawned all over. They loved this guy. Some even ask him to run for president someday. Seriously. Politicians paid homage to him. What a great man, Donald Trump. They wanted their picture taken with him. They wanted endorsements and they wanted donations. Chuck Schumer, Bill Clinton, Mitt Romney, Andrew Cuomo. Just the start of that massive list of those that loved and supported Donald Trump. Then what happened here? Like a bright light in a dark room? What is that horrible light? It's Donald Trump, and he went from a caterpillar into a butterfly overnight. He's the Lion King. The cub became a giant lion. Like Saul and Paul, he became a populist Republican. He stood for the average American, and he meant what he said. The elite dumped him. Good grief, where's this guy coming from? He's going to mess up our life big time. Evangelicals welcomed him home like the prodigal son. Anyone in their right mind loved Donald Trump for taking on the evil things in America. The great disruptor. That's a good way to put it. Evil people such as those in the deep state, mainstream media, communists masquerading as socialists, activist judges, filthy rich Americans. This guy was the great disruptor. We could take the rest of the day just walking down through this list of disruptions from the great disruptor. And the sayings that are going to live for the rest of your lifetime, drain the swamp, build the wall, lock her up, they all mean much more to Trump supporters than just a few simple words. How did you Americans, how did you conservatives, how did you Christians look at the deep state? American oligarchs, immigration, socialist, anti-Christian thoughts and ideas, crimes by the rich, all changed in the last 4 years. Drain the swamp, lock her up, build the wall, in God we trust. That was our thoughts every day. Trump, the great disruptor, unleashed millions, oh, a lot more than 74 million American patriot disruptors out there. And you know what? You're still there today, ready to unleash something, and there's the normal course of events that will not be the same again. We want to make America great for all Americans, to put the interest of Americans first. Are you alert today? Are you poised? Are you very skeptical of the new administration and what's called the establishment? They are ready to be disruptors too, you know, but in a totally different way. And for those millions and millions of Trumpers, guess what? There ain't no going back. So now, it's your day, your 4 years, Joe Biden and company. And I just put on my Facebook page today, just one word, just one word to describe the new administration. I was buried immediately. One word, circus, scary, inept, lost, lukewarm, ludicrous, demonic, imposters, domination, satanic, sinful, clowns, felons, crooked, evil, communist, and on and on. Oh, and your word, Joe? Unity. Unity. It's the new America. More right after this. Well, it's time to take off those demon-colored glasses and, wow, this guy is really negative. Yeah, but there's an awful lot of positive in the Word of God, and that's where you and I need to go. So a little TV surfing of the networks. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. What a great hope this Wednesday. They're lying to you and to themselves. My friend, the hope is in Jesus Christ more than ever. And this is so serious. Read your Bible today more than ever. Ask God to speak to your heart. Pray. Sure, pray for this administration as you did the last one in a different way, I assume. But yeah, I don't want America to fail, do you? I'm just discouraged by some of the things happening. Most Christians are. But you and I need to take on a new fervor of service. We found it in our church. I can't believe it. In just the last week or so, for some reason, our church has come to life and men and women of all ages serving as never before. How does that work at a time when you say, this is so unsettling, there's such confusion? You know what? You see what you want to see. Of course, you got to paint the picture that's before you. Don't lie about it, but then bring out the Word of God, bring out prayer, bring out service, bring out going to church. That's what you need to do. Run to church, a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Do that this week, my friend, and hang around men and women who love the Lord, know right from wrong, and I think that's really the dividing line where this all starts and why there is such division in America, right? You're wrong. Call it what it is. Bring out your Bible and show them where that thing is wrong. It's a new day, but we've been here before, and now more than ever, it's very critical. Most believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon, but you don't want to just sit by. I think I'll just grab my coffee, fire up the fireplace, and wait. Oh, no. You and I need to get to work and support those that are working, those pioneers that are out there in the forefront doing and saying what you should be doing and saying. Back them up, my friend. It's a new America, but according to Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun. It's just painted a different way. It looks a lot different in 2021, but in so many ways, it's the same old, same old, unless Jesus Christ is your true leader. Just a little something to think about this Wednesday. Facebook, it's bad. Facebook, it's good. It was just a few days ago. I wasn't sure whether my share was ever going to come home again. Such bad shape. Rushed to the emergency room here in Fort Wayne and right into ICU, and everything was wrong. And they weren't sure what was wrong. But one of the most encouraging things, and I shared this with several church folks last night, you on Facebook, by the hundreds, your prayers, your comments, your encouragement, that's real unity. And it was so exciting. Almost overnight, a turnaround with Sharon. Now, I was with her yesterday. They had taken her out of ICU, and she could stand, but that's about all. They went in to do a little rehab, a little exercise. Nope, wasn't going to happen yesterday. Maybe today. But I'll say again, so excited to know you were out there. And if it were not for a social media thing like Facebook, I wouldn't know that. I would assume, but I wouldn't know that. I'll say again, I don't know where this whole thing is going. Many people searching for a Christian conservative type Facebook, and I'm not sure where that is. Some of you would disagree, but it's pretty fragmented. So we're going to hang in here for now. But for you, God bless you, and thanks so much. Couldn't say enough about what you mean to us. I love you, appreciate you, and so grateful for your prayers, love, and support. So it's not a nightmare at all. It's reality. It's a Wednesday, the inauguration of a new administration and a new everything, really. Joe Biden is immediately going to do what? He's going to sign 17 executive actions and orders to reverse Donald Trump's policies in the last 4 years, including use whatever bathroom you want for the transgenders, a push for homosexuality, the borders. What borders? More money for abortions. Let's get America back on track again. Isn't it something? What we're going to see in the days ahead. Today, Joe Biden, 46th President of the United States of America. Is he a real president? And you know, the signs are pointing to the left-leaning loonies. They're going to drop their vitriolic Trump-era coverage now for Joe Biden. You're going to hear so many wonderful things. There will be very few, if any, negatives in the days ahead. It was daily the last 4 years, so that'll be a real relief on it, just to hear the wonderful things happening in Washington with all of these folks. Good grief, Charlie Brown. And here's a good start from all those so-called leaders there on the right. Let's start the day off by going to church with Joe Biden and friends. That ought to do it. You Republicans and you Democrats, we must unite behind this president now. Why? I mean, to tackle all of the serious problems in the United States of America. The word is unite. Now, exactly what does that mean? It doesn't mean what you think it means. It is in other words, get on the train, drink the Kool-Aid. And as they're saying on Twitter and Google and Facebook, and shut up. We're in charge now. I think the thought is just for a season. No one's really in charge but Almighty God. And for those of you that are much better at it than me, an optimistic view that America can yet be saved from all of this new stuff, the more likely scenario is going to be this: a rapid descent now in this country into tyranny, and sooner or later being phased into the Great Tribulation, end time prophecy. COVID-19 was more than just a pretext for crashing the U.S. economy and taking down a great president. It served to justify repressive police state controls all over the world. The election fraud campaign was about more than stealing the presidency of the United States. It produced the stunning abandonment of any pretense of fairness in America, a new normal, a new America. Due process in the vicious enforcement of Marxist narratives by all the power players and the struggle of the elites in this country, a result that will likely not be reversed. Many say at the inauguration, it's the real Baghdad Biden. That's what we have. More likely a glimpse at a new normal that has never been seen in this country before. That's the sobering, pessimistic, negative view we must conclude in today's world. We hope, we work, and try to do our best. And again, to be reminded, it's not new for Christians as a whole, because the first generation of those that followed Jesus Christ endured an even worse form of satanic, demonic oppression under the Romans, something that you're going to be seeing in the days ahead, at least in the early stages of all of this. Christians in more recent centuries have faced similar persecution in numerous Marxist and Muslim countries around the world. It will be only new to American Christians who think it's been all right, who think that stability and peace is the norm and not the exception in world history. In truth, those that went before us were blessed by God for obedience to God, and we have slowly lost that national blessing because of our disobedience. Yep, maybe it is time for Christians to repent. Now, they're saying repent from the standpoint of, boy, you have been bad and you have been nasty and you have not supported. Yeah. I mean, we need to ask God's forgiveness for being too wimpy in so many ways. Stand up, my Christian friend. Read that Bible. Pray. Serve God. Hang in there with those Christians and get to church on Sunday. Just joined us. It's Hello World for a Wednesday. How you all doing? Come on now. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's always, the sun is always shining in the heart of a Christian. And you, if I read this book correctly, the Bible, you're a winner. You were from the day you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. And despite what might be coming in the days ahead. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. You're still his. Just walk that narrow path. Do you really think for one moment that Satan is winning? He thought that when he put Jesus on the cross, didn't he? And what a great, great victory for all of us. Which reminds me to ask you, have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Because that's a main ingredient here as we talk about all of this stuff. You got to go there. Oh, you absolutely have to go there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is that you today? If not, just ask God to forgive you of your sins. Do that. And put your trust in Him. Invite Him into your life to rule and reign in the days ahead. I did that on December the 31st, 1973. And it has been a fantastic journey, a fantastic adventure for these so many years. God has been so good. Oh, there have been heartaches. There have been times that hurt so bad we just wanted to die and go to heaven. But God has been faithful. He has been there. And what has oftentimes looked like our bleakest hour, I'm talking about every area of my life, bleakest hour turned into some of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Have you experienced that? And if not, why not? You just put your faith in Him. You be obedient. Put your faith in Almighty God. Just trust Him completely. He's got some great plans for us. Oh, He does. He's not up there today wringing His hands saying, what on earth is going on in America, in the world today? You know that. I'm not trying to be cute, really. Very serious. To know that He is completely in charge. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is ever out of God's control, despite of how it may look. And that should be encouraging to you. You may be at a very dark point. You might have some physical things going on. I had a dear friend. We went fishing so many times. He taught me so much about life. He headed up a major young adult program when our church first started. We started in a place called the Carlton Lodge. It used to be very popular. And then we moved into a little Jehovah Witness Hall that we took over. And oh, it was wonderful. But yeah, this brother has remained true to the Lord in so many areas, and just this past weekend went in for heart surgery, major heart surgery, and we were praying. My goodness, it went south very, very quickly. And Curtis Bradley Hoggett went to be with the Lord in just no time at all. And you say, wow, Lord. At a time when we need more and more soldiers. What is happening? And as we get older, those events are going to happen on a regular basis. Those that you have loved and served with are disappearing from the face of the earth. You'll be reunited real soon with those. But boy, it's such a pain, such a heartache, isn't it, for those losses. All of us hate any kind of loss. But again, just trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I don't understand it. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Almighty God. And He promises you He'll direct your path. He's directing right now. You can't see. I understand that. He's directing. And a quote from yesterday, far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failures, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in that gray twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat. I'm Greg Patton, and you have been listening to Hello World. Thank you for all of your prayers and the confidence that you've placed in us in so many areas. Looking forward to coming to Tennessee at the end of February for Share-a-thon. Gonna be a great day in the Tri-Cities. Looking forward to seeing some of you and being a part of that great event at WHCB. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless. This is the day the Lord hath made. You rejoice and be glad in it. Tomorrow, God bless.